My chest hits the broad surface of the dune. At the same time, the searchlight hits Ven's startled face. The searchlight pans back over the air above us.
I don't think they saw us,
Ven says, just as a bolt of blaster light strikes the sand near our conjoined hands.
Oh, you think?
I say as I scramble to my feet, unsteady in the light gravity and uncertain footing. I'm running so quickly that I have a hand to the side, scraping the steep slope of the dune for balance. The dunes fade to a rocky plateau in front of us, pitted with stone chimneys and caves, the perfect place to hide from the pursuers I can hear climbing the other side of the dune.
Temperance, if you don't draw your blaster right this instant, I'm going to shoot you in the foot and leave you for them.
Ven likes to call me by my full name. My mother did the same thing. My father shortened it to Temper because I have one. Most people use Temper.
If I unholster my blaster, I'm going to trip over the sand and accidentally shoot you in the back.
Nobody wants that. It's a nice back. Better without holes. We reach the bottom of the dune. Ven reaches back and captures my hand, pulling me forward. It would be romantic if it wasn't for the running for our lives part. Then, like an idiot, I turn my head to look back. I don't know why I do it. Knowing what our pursuers look like won't keep them from killing me. There's about 10 people, vibrant banishment tattoos glowing under their eyes. When we make it to the first stone formation, Ven gives me a boost to the hole in the chimney. I brace my legs inside and hold out a hand to haul him up after me. Chimney is the right word. It's a narrow tube, pressing us together. Chest to chest, hip to hip, other things to other things.
Do you really have an erection right now?
I hiss at him. Seems like inopportune timing. His shrug displaces a thin rain of dust from the walls of the chimney. It patters down at our feet.
Well, what can I say? You inspire me.